Hey everyone, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Guests get online and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Will Stark and I shall be your disturbing Dungeon Master for this evening. Joining me as always is...
This is Josh Freeland playing Sebastian Crenshaw, Oathbreaker Hexblade.
Hey.
Look at my ankles.
Got jukumed right now. I am your special guest, Jake, playing Persephone Goldpetal, the galaxy... Moon Druid.
My other ankles. I'm Brian. I'm a space wizard.
Hey.
Yeah.
I do other stuff.
Your name?
My name's Echo. Code name Echo. I should say that, huh?
So over the last couple episodes, a lot's happened. You guys arrived on the cold world of Shardlar and found a destroyed weather station that appears to have been imploded from the inside. You also found a secret elevator where...
You mean exploded from the inside?
No, would it be exploded from inside?
Implode is in.
Exploded
from within. Exploded
from in. Yeah, you're right. It did explode from the inside. You're correct. Found a secret elevator. Got attacked by an enormous dragon walrus monster.
Fake walrus.
Took the elevator to some underwater pods and found a sea lab or a lake lab at the bottom of this enormous lake. Got into Dr. Zahn's secret lab, and he started speaking to you guys through the intercom intermittently. He sounds a little bit crazy. Fought some security bots, and now you guys find yourself standing in a hallway, that same long hallway where you fought the security bots. The red emergency lights are slowly, intermittently blinking on and off, and when they blink off, there is no light. So it's a rather grim and eerie atmosphere as you guys stand before... an enormous steel door that slides open, revealing a dark room beyond.
this place is scary.
Are we moving forward?
I need to heal myself. I am wounded. Mm. that stupid droid stabbed me real hard.
Did you do a feel yourself so you can heal yourself?
Yes. And I'll do a... I'll do a third level cure wounds.
Before you do that, Victoria stops you. She goes, "Wait, you should save your spells. I am a cleric. Let me cast cure
wounds." Oh hell yeah, Vicky!
And she will go ahead and cast a level 2 cure wounds on you, not a level 3.
That's fine.
But how many d8s is that?
Two
d8s. Go ahead and can you roll for me?
Oh,
two
sure.
D8s?
What's go her ahead. Wisdom?
Her wisdom mod would be +3.
8 + 3, so 11.
Yeah.
That's better than I was. Okay. Hell yeah.
Do you need dice?
Thanks, Vicky.
I have some in my backpack.
Okay. I have some not in a backpack.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I'll take
here, there's a whole bag of, like, this is a huge bag of dice.
Oh, gosh. So heavy.
Bag of dice.
This is amazing looking. Where'd you get this?
The Zahn. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
Hey.
I'll call him Bezos because I know it's Bezos.
This big blue dye.
Don't pull them out of the middle because they're just huge.
Oh, okay.
There's like bags around the outside.
Okay, I'll grab this set. I'm going to use the big blue dye just because I want to.
Okay, yeah, a lot of them are really lucky, actually, so this is good. Well, not for us.
No, I'll say that's a bad idea.
Green and purple.
See, that I had a player double crit on the green purple set, though, so we got to watch out.
All right, so what do you guys do now that Percy's healed?
So do we just... go forward?
Can we see anything in the other room?
Like looking into the room?
Yeah.
Are you standing like right up on the doorway and kind of peeking in?
Yeah.
Give me a perception check.
That is a 12.
Hmm. I mean, what you can see as the red lights flash on and off is that it's a rather large round room, at the center of which appears to be some sort of conference table surrounded by chairs. It's difficult to make anything else out with the flashing lights. It's kind of messing with everyone. Everyone who has dark vision, it's kind of messing with your dark vision. It's hard to for your eyes to adjust.
Oh, no. My good vision.
Vindication. The one good time I'm not...
So it's hard to see in this upcoming space?
Yes.
Okay, so let me send my jonk boy...
Okay, cool.
From out my sleeve, he was here the whole time. I never leave home without him, which is junk.
So your lizard crawls out.
So my lizard crawls out, and I'm looking for lizard in the book here so I can do my perception check right and not cheat at Dungeons & Dragons.
Does you. It have all your senses, I believe?
No, it has lizard senses.
Yeah, it has its own.
Does it have its own?
I told you it had all my senses, but that's not correct.
You lied to me?
I lied to you. I used my elven eyes.
And I believed you.
But where is the lizard?
Are you looking for the little
stat
block? I'm
in the monster manual, yeah.
Then it's going to be at the very
back. It's going to be in the back with the beast.
In this area. In alphabetical order, so...
Oh, lizard. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
My bad. I was back here, too, and I was just like, there it is. Okay, so... I have 30 feet of dark vision. My perception is actually going to be, what's that based off my wisdom?
Yeah.
It's a minus one. It's not very good.
Dope. I mean,
it's a little lizard.
Yeah. I'll just send him in there and do lizard stuff.
Cool. So you send him in. Where do you point him to? Can you directly just control him?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going to have him walk around and just take a look and just do like a lap maybe.
Yeah. Sounds good. Give me a perception check.
Okay. That's a 5.
Junk.
So he basically ascertains the same thing, or you ascertain through him the same thing that Sebastian has ascertained, except for one other detail. On one side of the conference room, Junk has to make his way around a large pool of black liquid that is like caked and dried on this floor, and it's really nasty. He doesn't want to touch it.
I'll probably like mutter because I'll be like catatonic while I'm doing this because you have to relinquish your own senses.
Oh,
so like,
wow, okay.
It looks kind of gross. My eyes are like rolled back into my head.
It's that weird thing that Echo does.
It's that one weird thing Echo do.
I don't like this.
My wizard lizard is my familiar, by the way, just for people that might not remember. But
the
anyway,
Wizliz?
My wizard lizard.
Okay.
The Wizliz.
Man, I'm sad that his stats are so bad. I don't want to make him into other animals. Like, ever. I'm never going to do that. Like, it's always going to be a lizard. So, can he just be a hawk right now? This is a 2.
Maybe there is a alien that is a lizard with wings. So, he just changed. He's still a lizard. He just looks a little different and has wings.
Like, he's always a lizard, but I give him the stats of, like, some other familiar.
Yeah, I'm into it. I like that. Okay. That's canon. Jonk can kind of minor transformation.
How about I'll respect Jonk to always be a lizard. I'll just kind of like, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
I like this. Okay. I like where we're going with this.
Me too. All
right. But yeah, okay, so.
Pool of black dried liquid. That's what you got out of that.
I'll recall the Jonk, okay. And he'll come back to me, and I'll relay that information to the party. Something died in there, guys.
You know what? I should have added this as well. A pungent smell of sickly sweetness assaults your guys' senses from the edge of this door.
I have lizard sweetness. Smell, too, so...
So, you definitely got away from that.
Got worse in there.
Yeah.
Yikes, yucky. Oh, Junk, here, I have hand sani on me. And I just, I hit him with some
just
hand sani.
Bathe him in it?
Yeah. Like, here you go, buddy.
Could we try to ascertain what the source of this...
The
sickly sweet smells?
Yeah, give me an intelligence or a nature check.
Okay.
Well, except it from everyone, yeah.
It's a nat 20.
Better than my
later
nine.
Dice.
Save my roll.
Percy, for some reason you know the smell well. It's the smell of a dead body.
Oh.
Really, really longly rotted one.
Rancid ass dead body. Oh, that's a dead person or thing, alien. I don't know what it is. But
I told you about the blood, yes?
Yeah.
On the floor.
You
the
did.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yucky.
Further confirms. Mm-hmm. Should we go and poke it? You guys want to see a dead body?
I don't know the quotes from this movie. I just remember the part where he gets the leech on his nuts.
I don't know what you guys are referring to.
Stand by me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, God.
That's
all I got for Stand By Me. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Are we going into the room?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing this?
Last.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't said that in a while.
I'll be...
Seb will go first.
Yeah, I'll be behind Seb. Definitely Seb.
All right. So, Sebastian, you're first to see these things that I described. So you go into the room, and as you get closer, you pretty quickly are able to notice that there is an occupant in one of the chairs.
Ooh.
Do you approach it?
I do.
Okay. When you do, you see the body... a body in the chair that's essentially a skeletal rotted corpse.
Mm.
A pool of congealed black blood covers the floor around it. And it's pretty obvious upon inspection that this person died from a gunshot wound to the head.
Oh, shit.
Like a laser gunshot?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, cool. Because we're in space and I haven't seen bullets yet.
No. Yeah.
Have we seen bullets yet?
No.
We haven't seen bullets yet. Bullets here. We bypassed bullets. Excellent. Can I investigate his body for money and other material goods?
Yes, you can.
Okay, Jesus. Thank you. I'm also checking for traps,
will
I guess.
Rank.
I'm a rogue, so that's what our rogues do.
You got to pick one, though. You can't just check for traps and all those other things. So are you investigating the body?
Yeah, let me investigate. I was going to investigate like for traps before I investigate the body.
Okay, so go ahead and you can roll for that first.
Okay, cool.
Here so you're go. Like kind of looking around the room?
Yes. Okay, so plus, it's like a plus 9 to that, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. So 15 plus 9 is 24.
Okay. As you're inspecting around the room, you actually notice that there is a trail of the black blood. There's a trail of black blood from the main pool that goes all the way to the back wall. And then on the black wall, you actually see written in this black blood the same phrase over and over and over and over again. It covers the entire far wall.
Like 23 with Jim Carrey.
I guess.
Okay. What's it say?
Are you willing to like sit there and like try and figure it out over the next 10 minutes?
Oh, it's like not a language I can understand?
No, it isn't a language you understand. It's just hard to understand where it begins and where it ends. So you have to like really stare at it.
Oh, no.
This is not like one line. It's like a long bit of...
Oh, no. Yeah. Brian knows the answers. No. Echo will try to understand it.
Okay, cool. What do you guys do while he's inspecting that? Also, do you tell them?
Yeah, I'll probably be like, ugh.
Okay. Echo draws attention to the wall.
Gross. I was going to see if I could maybe scan the body. See if that would maybe give me...
Yeah, sure.
Anything else?
Yeah,
you
go
know?
For it.
I like that.
So I'll just do a little blue.
Yeah.
And the rose will pop open. Okay. And
to
see if anything bounces
pretty
back.
Pretty quickly, it tells you that the skeletal structure of this humanoid belonged to a male dwarf.
Male dwarf. Okay.
Sebastian, were you doing anything before I jump over to
Echo's thing? I want to check out the table. Is there any consoles in the middle of the table or like buttons or anything like that?
Table's pretty much empty.
Okay.
But while you're investigating the table, Echo, you find where the phrase begins and it ends, and you see that what's being repeated over and over again is this. I've seen the dark universe yawning, where the black planets roll without aim, where they roll in their horror unheeded, without knowledge, luster, or name. He makes me see, he makes me hear, he makes me know.
Yuck. Okay. I'll be like, this is bad. I'm not going to read too much into that.
What does it say?
Are we cool? Will?
Hmm? Ooh. Yeah. Well, okay. To a certain extent. But yeah, let's just see where this goes.
Okay. I was just making sure because I did a respec of spells, so I just wanted to make sure that we're good.
Yeah.
This was during the interlude.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to make shit up, but let's go.
Okay. Echo's going to walk back over. I now want to investigate the body. My plan was
when you come over, Percy like will have her like hands on her like face, kind of like in a aghast kind of mm-hmm. expression, and she'll kind of be like backing up from it, and I'll say, I think this was Zahn wasn't a dwarf, was he?
No, he was a gnome.
He was a gnome. Okay, never mind. Never
red haired gnome. Right?
Yes. I thought this was Zahn, but it's not.
Oh, okay. So are you still doing that thing?
I'm not. I'll just say this was a dwarf, a male dwarf, it seems.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to check him for money.
Sure. He was like a partially...
give me an investigation check for that.
Sure.
Investigation on this one is a 14.
Yeah, you know what? You find a wallet.
Okay, I open it up for ID.
Yeah, you see an identification. This male dwarf... was probably in his mid-70s or so. So
middle-aged
young
dwarf.
To middle-aged. Yeah. His name was Dr. Argo Velkani.
Argo Velkani.
Yeah. No, Veklani, sorry.
Argo Veklani.
There we go. And, yeah, you also find a credit card or bank card, I should say.
Ooh. How do I tell how much money is on a card?
I don't know. I feel like this would be stealing from a bank account, so you'd have to talk to probably some of your criminal friends.
Yeah, okay. I will, before I blatantly steal the wallet, I will set it back down in the lap of this deceased corpse, and I'm going to start burning some fucking incense, guys.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm going to cast Speak with Dead.
Ooh.
Can you read the spell for me? I need to know what I'm in for.
Third level necromancy. Yeah, that'd be good to make sure I can actually do this.
Yeah.
Speak with Dead. It's third level necromancy. It's a casting time of one action, range of 10 feet. It lasts for 10 minutes.
Hmm.
I have to burn some incense for materials is what it says, although I know we don't really like hammer on that.
No.
You grant the semblance of life and intelligence to a corpse of your choice within range, allowing it to answer the questions you pose. The corpse must still have a mouth and can't be undead. The spell fails if the corpse was the target of the spell. The spell fails if the corpse was the target of this spell within the last 10 days. Okay, so you can't like do it over and over again.
Yeah, go for it. Until you cast it?
Until the spell ends, you can ask the corpse up to 5 questions. The corpse knows only what it knew in life, including the languages it knew. Answers are usually brief, cryptic, or truthful. Brief, cryptic, or repetitive. And the corpse is under no compulsion to offer a truthful answer if you are hostile to it or recognizes you as an enemy. The spell doesn't return to the creature's soul. The spell doesn't return the creature's soul to its body, only its animating spirit. Thus, the corpse can't learn new information, doesn't comprehend anything that has happened since it died, and can't speculate about future events.
Mm.
It's just like a log, like finding a journal, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, I do cast this.
So you do this, and after a moment, the body begins to twitch.
What the? Echo, what'd
head
you do?
Begins to roll, and its jaw adjusts, and you hear a voice say, "Where am I? What is this?
Zabe. Zabe.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's only going to last.
Pull the gun out.
It's okay.
I just want to talk. You're in a lab. You don't remember? We're in some kind of underwater lab. Do you know? What was his name? Veklani?
Veklani, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Veklani. It's okay. Just hang on a moment. Everybody be cool. Can you guys be cool for like a second? It's just a dead guy.
Yeah. Oh, huh. Okay.
What do you want?
How are you? What's up? I want... Oh, hang on.
That's one question.
You
should
have 5
questions.
You have 5 fucking questions.
Strange. It's difficult to see, to hear, to feel.
Yeah, that tracks. It all tracks. I don't do this very often. So what happened to you, man?
He seems to, like, mull over your question in his mind as if he's trying to remember. And he says,
Archimedes, he murdered me.
Oh, dang. Oh, shoot.
Literally.
I'm trying to be clever about how to get him to talk without asking questions.
I love that you asked him how he's doing.
Yeah. Why did he do that?
Sorry, man.
No, yeah, I gotta ask, though.
I don't know. I thought we were friends, colleagues. Mm. But he shot me.
Okay, so I have 2 left.
Mm.
What were you working on before this happened?
We had just transferred the Egress article to the Illithids recently. I was finishing up some of the paperwork we needed done. He caught me unawares. I don't know why he shot me.
He seems really stuck on that.
Yeah, sure. Now I need, like, data to help us progress. I'm not going to ask him what Zahn's weakness is. I'm not going to do that.
Sorry.
I mean, do we know that the Egress articles was Prim, probably?
I think you're pretty
like
sure.
Like, we can deign that? Okay.
I was thinking more like asking him about, like, a key code or a password to move forward. Like, data to help us progress through the rest of the dungeon. Any suggestions on what I could ask him to kind of yield something like that?
Hmm.
Because if not, I'm just going to ask him for his fucking bank pin.
What's your account ID and routing number, my guy? Shoot. So we know he died. We know what he was doing. Doesn't know why he died. He was probably the one that wrote the blood on the wall.
No, it was Zahn.
I think it was Zahn.
Zahn killed him. Killed him, and then
wrote it.
Wrote his blood. In his blood. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I don't know.
How do I access your bank account for this card?
I'm gonna give you. You want to rephrase that specifically?
What information do I need to access the money in this bank account? Is that like what?
I'm just gonna be nice because I was gonna be as smart as to be like, you have to use my PIN code, and then he just leaves it at that.
Yeah, I'm asking. I'm trying to be more specific than that.
So you ask for the PIN code?
Yeah, if you really don't want us to have money, just say
no,
so.
No, it's okay.
Just say so.
No, it's totally fine.
My PIN code is 1 1.
Video's going.
1 2 5 8.
Okay, I thought this was going to be all ones for a second. Thanks.
He's already gone.
Yeah. All right. Well, I couldn't think of anything pertinent more pertinent than that. I owe someone 3,000 credits, so this might do it. You seem rich, right? Like, it should be cool.
I mean, he's probably well paid.
Yeah.
Secret science.
Yeah, doctor of a secret underwater laboratory.
I scooped that wallet.
Yeah, sure.
And all its contents. Yours.
All right, so the body falls limp. Echo, we'll talk about the bank account later.
Okay.
Sebastian, while this is happening, you're looking around.
Dead guy's wallet. Sorry.
No, it's okay. While you're looking around the room, you see that there on the right-hand side of the room is another large, heavy door like the other two that blocked your way.
I'll just look at Sebastian and, like, crack my knuckles and be like, you ready, Seb?
Ready to do this? Open this bad boy up.
I can't remember if we had to, like, force the door open yet. No. I know we did it to the ones with the robots, but I don't know what this...
Yeah, no, both big doors opened automatically point.
I guess if there's nothing else, should we just proceed?
Real quick, guys, do you think Zahn wrote this stuff? Because if so, he's corrupted, and I have a feeling we might be walking into something that we don't want to be walking into.
Yeah, he clearly he killed his friend out of like some weird motivation and like didn't. He wrote in blood on the wall. Don't read that. I don't want you to worry about that.
Okay.
It's not healthy for the brain. Let's just move on, I think. And yes, Zahn, it's safe to say he's in a bad state of mind.
Yeah.
He's creepily whispering us over the intercom. It's not good.
It's true. It's very true. And almost on cue.
Yes, yeah. It's not
you guys hear a voice come on the PA system.
Oh, no.
everybody let Zahn speak uninterrupted. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The very heavens trembled, and what resistance could be mustered by modicum powers crumbled and flailed. The dissolution of the cosmos had begun in a moment shorter than the passing of a breath. The sleeper had awoken. All was lost. But in the face of inevitable doom, all creation itself reeled against its creator. And against all odds, the inevitable was evaded, and the undeniable was denied. 9 great gods, the greatest of their age, came together and sang out against the darkness. They brought all their power to bear to seal out the destroyer. And their song rang through all that remained of the universe that was, and all that lived heard and sang in chorus. The divinities that were gave up divinity and reformed the known cosmos. The lands, the seas, the stars coalesced and scattered. The peoples were given flight, and the 9 gave their lives to form a seal made from themselves to protect what they had siphoned away. But they knew this could not last. The seal would one day break. Still, shards divine do not die. The power would amalgamate again in that place they stood, Los Kadath, the city of the gods. And with it once again, the seal can be renewed. The bloodlines were the key, but alas, there was much the old gods could not foresee.
The intercom turns off, and the large sealed door opens.
Cool. Good things. Good things happening.
That seemed like a really big lore drop.
It did. It definitely did.
Very.
Okay. So, okay. You know, log that one down. Shall we continue?
I'll just look back at Prim and see how she's doing during all of this garbage.
She looks like she's just like, this shit's fucked, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she looks determined.
True.
You look at her and she says, honestly, this wasn't anything I wasn't expecting at this point.
Yeah, it's true. Shit's fucked up.
We just need to be careful moving forward.
Are you going to be okay in front of Zahn? If we have to take care of the guy?
She looks at you, she nods, she says, I'll be fine.
All right. Good to hear.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Let's go, guys.
Okay, so how do you guys approach this door? Wait.
I could send my lizard boy in again.
Sure. Yeah.
Perceive my lizard boy.
Before you do, could I pick him up and say, let the universe guide you. And I'll give him a little smooch. Mm-hmm. And I want to cast guidance on him. It lasts for a minute, and it's just an extra
D4. Oh, hell yeah. I'll be like, aw.
And I'll just get him on his way.
All right. Can I perceive now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Ah. It's gotten the divine smooch.
That's 13 minus 1, so it's a 12.
Okay.
Plus the D12?
Jonk enters this next room, and this room is a small angled hallway. It moves forward about 20 feet and then makes a 45-degree turn right. 15 feet further is another large door. This one is already open, kind of. It's partly open. There's a 3-foot gap, but it repeatedly closes and reopens about every 4 seconds. And you guys can faintly hear this from standing outside the room. Junk also notices that there's a door on the left wall.
Like, okay.
A more reasonably sized door.
Okay. What's this machine that's opening and closing?
You remember the big steel doors that you guys have been going through? There's another one. This one's like, it's got a 3-foot gap and it keeps opening and closing.
Cool. Okay. All right. I will relay that to the party. We got a big door. Mm-hmm. And we got a regular door that's doing crazy shit.
And there was nothing like in the door or anything like that he saw?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's go over there as people.
Okay. Sure. So you guys are entering the small hall. Are you guys, where do you guys go? Like this, to the small door on the left or to the main big door?
I think we go to the small door that's opening and closing, see if we can kind of peek in to see
what's... No, the big door's open.
Oh, I'm sorry, big door. Okay, yeah, so with the big door, kind of...
Oh, I mixed that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm in the small hall with my wizard lizard. I'm gonna look at the big fucking up door.
Okay. Yeah. So
it's opening and closing. I want to see if I can see into the other side of it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
I love those. Do I get guidance as well?
No, you did on
just the lizard.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to tell me before you roll.
For perception though, it's gonna be 20.
Okay, nice. That's really good. From what you can see through the opening and closing crack, the next room over is enormous, and it seems to be some sort of a really large laboratory, circular in shape. It's hard to see how deep it goes because of the flashing red lights, but it's at least 100 feet deep,
next room. Okay. Big old lab. We got a big lab over here. What's up with the other door? Has it got a key code on it? Or
it's got a key code and another hand scanner.
The last ones didn't really work on Prim, huh?
No, nothing.
The one on the big sealed door, the first big sealed door, wouldn't open for her.
Hey, do you want to give this one a shot, Primina?
She says, okay, let me try. And she walks up to it. She puts her hand on the pad. It scans and bling, door slides up and open.
Ooh. Hey. Okay. What do we see on the other side?
Peeking in the room, you guys see that it's a side room with an enormous wall computer console with some monitors, gauges, and knobs and stuff. It looks pretty high-tech. You can't tell what it is just by glancing at it.
Okay. I will enter the room.
Okay.
And take a look around and try to intuit what the machines do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me either investigation or intelligence.
Investigate.
I'll come up behind you and pat your shoulder and be like, be careful.
Okay.
Galaxy's here for you.
I did a critty, boy.
Hey.
I did a good critty. Yeah. Okay. You've seen machines like this before on colonies and enclosed structures, or like even spaceships. This is a computer system that keeps track of the energy levels, the oxygen levels, and the pressure readings.
Okay, yeah, we had one of these in almost every dungeon so far.
With your crit, you are looking at this machine and you realize that the base you guys are in only holds at max capacity enough energy, oxygen, and pressure to last maybe a couple months at max.
Mm.
So either someone is replenishing this stuff or something's going on here.
Yeah, somebody is replenishing it because somebody's using the submarines and like going around the facility still. So it's like Zahn is still maintaining it, it looks like. I'll relay that information and I'll tell them, like, I think it's probably like Zahn or somebody that that would mean that he's still here, still alive, obviously. Roaming around using the speaker from wherever. Looks like we can go check out that lab, I guess. So it's pretty much giving us time for like one person to jump through the door at a time.
Yeah, you just have to make some dex checks to not get, you know, a little bit damaged.
Fucking crushed. any way we could pry the door open? Hold it open?
I mean, maybe I could turn into a big gorilla again. I don't know if I would get squished, though.
Mm. It's just a dex check. Like,
we don't need to. This burn. Is a malfunctioning door opening and closing.
It's actually opening and closing.
Oh, this side. Way. Yeah. Okay. You want me to get a sandwich?
Well, if you're quick enough, you could just a timing thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just seeing if there's a non-resource way to like use our skills to.
I can pat you all on the butt when you go through. Just give a little guidance on you, guidance on you, guidance on you. I can go last.
Is there anything around the door that we can manipulate to maybe like freeze it or damage it to make it stop?
No, not really.
We could pry it open.
I think if you guys were trying to like obstruct it, you'd have to actually put something in there in its way so like should apply some sort of resistance to it.
Some robots in the other room.
Artax like moves kind of up when you say robots.
Oh, no, not you, buddy. You chill.
Our text news back.
Okay.
Yeah, I say we just time it right, I think.
I'm going for it. I'm going to jump through.
Oh, yeah? Give me that dex check.
Here I go.
Just a straight dex check?
A dex save, sorry.
Can I guide him on it? Oh, yeah. I don't think I can
guide him on saves. You can't guide on
saves?
But if I'm near Sebastian, I get extra save.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
You do.
It's just for a check. So.
Plus three. Yeah. Straight up. Okay, I'm just doing a jump. 14.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. 15.
Yeah, you get through.
Hell yeah, I do a cartwheel.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right, nice. What about the rest
Ra-ta-ta.
Of you guys?
I'll try.
I'll try next with a nat 20.
Oh, shit. Cartwheel through.
Flawlessly.
Your dice finally heard you.
Yes, they heard my plea. They were like, I'm sorry.
Percy does a cartwheel through.
Ra-ta-ta. Well, yes. A better one than Echo did.
Yeah. That was a very good cartwheel.
Thank you.
Sebastian.
Here we go. My favorite deck save. Here we go. That's 12 minus 1, 11 plus the 3, 14.
Oh, my God, you did it.
There it is.
That was a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was. All right, so Watt, Victoria, Prim. Watt, Victoria, Prim, and Artax all need to make saves. So I'll start with Victoria.
I'll be Artax.
Okay, go ahead. Victoria makes it with a 13.
Artax, no!
Did your crit fail?
Yeah. Oh,
no. Was that a natty one?
A nat one, it so
makes,
bad.
It super makes sense. He's a big, slow robot.
Just gonna go through the door like, ah! Like
so, Freeland, you have Artax's sheet, right?
I do. Yeah, let me bring it up on the phone real quick.
So, Artax is gonna take some damage.
No, poor Artax.
10. Bludgeoning.
I'm sorry, Artax. I burned a nat one on Artax.
Like, Victoria That's cringes nice. Like, ooh!
Yeah.
Oh, my Artax, robot!
Oh, ratata!
So Victoria got through. Artax got scuffed.
Oh.
Prim and Watt are coming through. Prim gets hurt.
No.
Artax. She just mistimes it. Sorry, I'm just going to do Watt real quick, too. Watt also gets hurt.
Oh, no.
Like, guys, no. Stop.
They're Prim just in the door.
Artax, like a squeaky toy, his robot eyes bulge out of his body as he gets crushed.
How much damage did he take? Watt's
too slow, and Prim gets, her hand kind of...
I think he took 10.
Ten.
It was 2d10. Where is the other 10? Thank you. So 9 damage for Krim, and Watt's pretty hurt with 9. He doesn't have much HP. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Damn door.
I need a pen.
I got you. It's,
Oh, right here.
Thank you, sir.
We can't lose any more fucking Brunhilde crew members.
I know. This is traumatizing.
-9, not again.
Krim, -7. Okay. All right. So that's duly noted. So she cries out. But she seems relatively fine. Watt has a limp now.
Oh, shit, man.
Not like a permanent limp. Yeah, but he's going to be limping for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Everybody always underestimates leg kicks.
Once everyone's through the door, the intercom comes on again, and Zahn's voice starts to speak.
This guy.
As most know, I was born a citizen of the Cyber Federation. Spawned of a lowly Ord caste family, we were afforded next to nothing in the form of luxuries. Indeed, even the necessities of survival were in short supply to my family. I think I might trace my obsession with bloodlines to my meager and destitute childhood. Why should my family be expected to endure so much less by no merit or quality beyond the station of our birth? The rigidity of the caste system, paired with its emphasis on birthright. What else would a child in this environment seek other than to validate their value through similar social construct? It was thus I dedicated my life towards genetic study and developed the tools necessary to detect the imperceptibly small trace amounts of divine energy found in certain bloodlines. This is also where my misunderstanding of the purpose of the Keys of Kadath began. Primina, my dear, as I am sure you have surmised, you were not the first of my creations. Indeed, were that the first had stayed my last. I will not detail the countless failures I birthed in my cold and terrible intellect. I will speak only on how my theory of divine apotheosis via genetic manipulation was wrong. There simply wasn't enough ethereal energy between the bloodlines. Not even all 9 would suffice. The introduction of a massive amount of ethereum radiation was necessary, and even that did not create the entity I had imagined. For the first time, I began to ponder the old god's purpose and design of the bloodline keys.
The intercom turns off.
He just makes D&D characters and never plays them. That's all he's talking about. There's somebody out there that's incredibly triggered right now. Oh, sorry.
How are we on?
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Bummer. Can I investigate the lab now?
Absolutely. So the lab is rather huge. Go ahead and give me an investigation check to start like discerning shit.
I'm going
to
change up D20s. No, I just rolled a natty one on this one. You're due for another good one. Ha ha. Yes, 24.
Ooh. 24, okay. The room is rather enormous, 200 feet in diameter. Again, it is circular. The floors here are made of steel, giving a hollow echoing sound with every step everyone here takes. There are various tables and monitors and machines all around the room, but the entire room's center is clear. There are grooves in the floor in this area, which covers about 100-foot diameter at the center. It seems like all the different stations of the lab are set around this centered, clear area.
Mm-hmm.
You see in one corner of the room, there are a group of machines. In another corner of the room, you see a group of, like, a group of computer monitors.
Okay.
There seems to be some large tank on the far side of the room and a large workstation, like a table with writing boards and a bunch of other stuff on the southern side of the room, but it's difficult to make out from a distance any detail.
Okay. Is there a way to turn on the lights in here?
You don't see any particular way.
Okay. I think I want to go to the computer consoles first.
Okay.
And check those out.
Okay. Do you guys stick together as a group, or are we splitting up?
I'm going to be like, hey, look, I see a bunch of computers over here. I'm going to check it out.
We probably should stay together, I feel, though.
Because somebody want to watch my back while I do some tippity-type?
Sure.
Tippity-type-type-type?
Yeah.
Okay. I do a tippity-type.
Okay. So you go over to the computer bank, and you see a circle of 6 monitors and CPUs. They're all completely dead because the power's out.
Shit. All right. What the bust.
I was going to see if maybe there was something we could have done in that computer room.
Oh, with the oxygen levels?
Yeah, that, like, control room, kind of.
It didn't seem like it was powering. I guess it was. It was, like, controlling I thought it was more like life support system than like stuff like that.
It showed energy levels, but it was more of a monitoring system.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there were any control. Like, no controls were explained to me to manipulate anything, so I didn't try.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking kill us.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's on the chalkboards or whatever, the writing?
Okay, so you move on down to the southern side of the room?
Yeah.
Okay, over here you see a large work table. Yeah, work table covered in tools and a notebook as well. There appear to be a bunch of spare parts and electronic, specifically like electronic manipulating tools.
Okay. Sonic screwdriver, that sort of thing.
Sure, yeah. and on the chalkboard are designs of, or drawings of humanoid anatomy, specifically of the skull and brain.
Okay. I recognize any of them as certain particular races in particular?
I guess you could give me a nature check.
Natio.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Here we go. That's 9, but I'm pretty good at nature, so it's a 13.
I mean, it looks like a common structure for most humanoids, but this appears to be probably gnomish.
Okay.
Yeah.
This man's just studying himself.
Yeah. Maybe his own descent to craziness.
Mm-hmm. That is what he talked about before we got into this room.
Do you do anything with the stuff on the table?
No, I don't really want to touch. I want to read the notebook, I guess.
Okay. Do you grab the notebook and open it?
Well, fuck, when you say it like that, I'm, like, investigating, right? So does it look like it's going to eat me?
It does not look like it's going to eat you,
okay,
no.
Okay, cool. So, yes, I will.
It looks like a notebook.
I will gingerly open the first page.
Okay, you open the notebook, and I imagine start rifling through the pages.
Yeah, and Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams
come out. I was about to make that fucking joke.
What do you want?
And inside, you find our more hand-drawn anatomies and structures. So this is specifically those Zahn's skull brain, along with all the cybernetic enhancements, if you guys will remember. Mm-hmm. He was pretty badly hurt on Namelith, and it looks like his entire skull on his left side got replaced by cybernetics. And he also appears to have been scribbling in the instructions of craniotomy. But at times, these instructions and even the illustrations stray and ramble into incoherency, and the anatomies into anatomies of non-humanoidish creatures.
Okay. Yeah, man, this is bad. This is weird. The weird stuff. Does anybody else want to do stuff? I feel like I've been doing all the stuff.
I'm gonna ask Watt. Hey Watt, are any of these tools of any good use? Should we grab any of these?
He says, well, actually, yeah, we could always use some spares, and it looks like there's a lot of good tools for working on your arm here.
Oh, fantastic. Let's do it.
Actually, go ahead and pocket that sonic screwdriver.
Ooh. I like it. I'm down with stealing.
It's not stealing if they don't have owners.
point. Good point.
They clearly do.
Yeah.
We are assuming that there is someone alive here, but we don't technically know that.
Well, even if it, like, we hate him, right? We don't like this guy. He steals his stuff. I think he might be done with it, is what I'm trying to say. He starts writing blood on the wall. I don't want to give anybody any sort of tool or weapon.
But yeah, yeah, he says, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
cool.
I'm sure that stuff can come in handy.
Grab this.
Okay.
It sounds like this.
You guys do anything else?
And the tank that was on the right side?
As a matter of fact, I was going to mention the tank. As all this is going on, at some point, Primna wanders off towards the tank, and okay. She seems to be taking a good hard look at it.
Not again. She's triggered. She's like, more tanks.
Yeah, I'll walk over there with her. Mm-hmm. And just, is it, can I see through it? Is it opaque? Is
it's,
it like
it's
metal
actually,
in front?
It's clear. It is full of a blue liquid.
Blue liquid, okay.
And when you approach, Prim says, I remember this room. They used to run tests on me in here. This tank in particular, they would run different endurance tests, like temperature endurance, pressure endurance.
It's like your back to tank. Like they put you in, hooked you up, and just
exactly.
did all
That's
their
exactly
stuff.
What they did.
Just like Mewtwo.
And indeed, like as you're looking at the tank, you see it's like there's a CPU unit and there's like a vitals machine, all this other stuff.
So it's more like a monitoring sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Hollow Knight, we can break this thing open and get temp HP.
And she was saying that they that they would run tests on her. Strenuous ones at times.
Okay.
But everything is off, so I can't like siphon data out of stuff without like. I know we did like power stuff up with your bracer jack, but you can only do that so much, right?
Yeah.
This seems too big to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But that covered everything in the room, right? There was the notebook.
No, there's also
the southern...
a group of machines on on the opposite side of the tank.
Oh, okay.
Remember the big center of the room?
Yeah,
it's,
it was clear.
It's
right?
clear.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll go over there and I'll
check
start
out the machines.
Yeah, okay. Clickety clacking.
Sebastian, did you say you were going over there too?
Yeah, I want to follow. I'll follow
okay.
Percy.
Sebastian, when you actually really, a lot of these machines, Percy and Sebastian would recognize because they're similar to the same types of machines you would find in Korok Ironhide's gym. Physical endurance machines.
Nice. Okay.
And, resistance machines and stuff. Like that.
I recognize some of these.
Yeah.
I always thought Prim looked toned.
Prim comes up. Yeah, they had me do physical tests as well here.
Mm.
I spent a lot of time in this room.
I always thought you looked toned.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's a fucking Nordic track back there.
What is a Nordic track? I've heard the term. I don't know what it is.
It's like a brand of...
Is it a treadmill?
Nordic is like a brand of workout equipment, yeah.
Oh. Is it just a treadmill and that's the brand?
Yeah, it's got a tablet in it and they will talk to you or something. Like Peloton, like those guys. You know Peloton?
No.
Don't worry about it. This is the wrong conversation we're having.
Yeah.
What happens when I clickety-clack? The
machines?
The computers, yeah.
The computers, nothing turns on. It's all dead.
Hmm. Tippity-tap that clickety-clack.
And nothing on the like consoles or anything like that? Like not like a... Like does it have any like post-its of...
Whoops. No, yeah. No,
that was my phone.
So you guys have pretty much investigated the entire room, and you do, I keep forgetting to mention this at the beginning of investigations, but there is another large steel door on the opposite side of the room from where you entered. This one is sealed closed.
I feel like that was the right time to bring it up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Let's go.
So you guys approach the door?
Yeah.
It doesn't open.
Because you said sealed shut. Is it like... Literally Tribal. Sealed?
I mean, it's as closed as all the other closed ones were. Okay.
Yeah, and we can pry those open.
They're very big, but yeah, you could try.
I guess
let's... Need a big, strong bass.
I'll look
what are you guys trying to pry it open with?
I got my crowbar.
Yeah, we got some handy
crowbar.
Dandy crowbar.
Thank you, Explorer's Pack.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll do it with them.
A crowbar.
15.
No, I'm sorry, man.
It's
only 13. This thing's heavy.
You forgot to use your space crowbar.
It's only 13 for me.
One has plus 9.
So you guys are picking away at this door, and the intercom comes on, and Zahn starts talking to Jesus.
It's like, that one's clearly locked. Move on. Sorry, intercom's on. Let's go.
The old gods were not infallible, nor omniscient, and though they were wise beyond wise. In necessity of haste, they blundered in their foresight. Or perhaps it was no blunder, but an impossible endeavor to foresee how different the world they created would be from the world they had always known. They had believed new gods would rise where they had fallen, ones from each of their bloodlines. And they knew that only through a coalition of at least the Nine would a renewal of the seal be possible. Nine divinities to once again form a seal to protect the cosmos. How could they have known that only one would arise? That their power would be scattered so far and wide and ne'er coalesce? That the societal divisions of their world would not stay constant in this one? That one of their lines would face complete annihilation? That none would remember the truth of it all? And worse, that one would obscure and destroy the truth that none could ever know? And countless more variables deviating their plans. Primna, you are not a divinity. You were made with the intent of deceiving the gate into opening. A false key. And not even that without a member of the Ninth Bloodline.
The intercom turns off and the door opens.
This is a bad trap. This is a bad trap.
Bad. Very bad.
How come he only opens... Why is he opening all the doors?
We don't even know if it's him, though. Like,
it's definitely him.
This could be a recording.
He's talking to, like, pretty directly, don't you think? To us. He knows Primna is here.
He is corrupted in the mind.
He could have just left it for us. It was the same thing with the music box.
You forgot
he
about
was talking
the video feed from two episodes ago or something like that. Last episode.
Oh, the video cameras?
Yeah.
In the walls? Yeah. They are everywhere. You guys still see them.
Look, he's looking at us. See the little red light? When you get hotel room, you need to look for that.
Oh, my God. Okay. I think I remember that. All right. Well, yeah, we don't know, though. Let's keep on going.
So do you guys enter the next room?
My lizard does.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Perception. Yeah. You go ahead. Yeah.
I'll smooch him before he goes.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm gonna boop that up. That is 18 minus 1, 17.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, John enters the room, and it's a long 80-foot hallway that stretches before little Jonk. And Jonk can see a sea of security laser lines all down this hallway.
He's like, oh!
He's small enough to just go under them.
Totally.
Does he move further into the hall? What do you have to do? These lasers are also, like, kind of moving. They're not still.
Oh, shit. Can I tell if they're more like... vaporize me lasers or alarm lasers?
Go ahead and give me a intelligence check.
Okay. What's lizard intelligence? Can that just be my intelligence? It's like
it's not his. It's definitely yours.
I rolled a flat 18 on that. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. These are the piping hot. Do damage to your lasers.
Mm, okay. Do I see like a switch on off switch anywhere in this hallway?
No, from here you don't.
Okay. I can get him pretty far from me. Mm-hmm. But I still don't see anything. I see like walks all the way down the hall and stuff. Like
Yeah, these lasers go all the way down the hall. How deep do you want him to go in?
He can go I think like 100 feet from me if I'm not mistaken.
I said the hallway is about 80 feet long, so do you want him to go all the way to the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry if I broke the rules just now.
No. That's fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, John goes all the way to the back of the room, and you can see that there's actually a control console at the back of the room.
Okay. Can he interact with it? I can make him do actions and stuff.
No, I want to say, like, a lot of the knobs and levers and stuff are too heavy for his little body.
Okay. That's fine. Let's see here.
Would the... because he's conveying all this stuff to us, I imagine.
I can't until the lizard gets back.
Oh.
Yeah. He's just in... He's like, he looks possessed, and you're just hoping that
I think you can talk, though. It's just like you're deaf and blind.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because my senses are the lizard senses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
then I'll just talk.
Okay.
It'll be a little weird, because I'm like...
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
So he tells you.
Yes. Yeah, so would I know if the laser... Because Jonk is a little lizard, but would I know if the chicken lizard can be under those? Or is that too big?
Are you going to actively like look in the room?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like not trip any lasers.
Yeah, you can probably fit under there as a chicken lizard. You going to use a wild shape for that?
I do it today.
How many of those you got left?
I have both of them. But,
okay. The elemental doesn't count.
The elemental is two, so if I do this, I have to... long rest or short rest.
Didn't you turn into the elemental?
We short rested.
Oh, you short rested.
Yeah. Okay. I'll wait for him to come back to say that, though. Like to say that idea.
Okay. I mean, I have how much space are the lasers taking up, like footage wise? Like down the hall. I mean, you know,
pretty much from 10 feet in the room all the way up into the 70-foot mark. So a good 60 feet of laser.
Well, that's a lot of lasers.
Like,
how is Sebastian going to get through those lasers, guys?
No bottom idea. To top.
Bottom to top with like enough room, like for like a humanoid at their knees. Below, so like the chicken lizard could go onto that.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
You guys could technically probably crawl, but it'd be a nightmare, and Sebastian might not be able to make it without getting singed.
Yeah. Well,
certainly not. Let's chicken lizard it up, bro. That sounds like a great idea.
I was just going to wait for you guys, but I mean, we might need to wait I could get my wild shape back.
Jonk is back.
It's true. Okay. Yeah. So I could maybe make it under those lasers, turn back into me,
ooh,
and see if I can maybe hit the dials and stuff.
I like that idea.
I could become its father and shoot it. His papa shots.
We don't know if that would work, though.
Okay. No.
Probably not. Almost certainly not.
Yeah, yeah. But if I do this, then I only have one more wild shape, and I won't be able to be an elemental if shit gets crazy, unless we take an hour to rest. So, I don't know. I know, like, we got a time crunch and everything, but...
I'm not aware of a time crunch.
We have the hour. I could just do it, long rest, or short rest, and then go to the next room.
I could just try to crawl under there.
You could do that.
All right. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should just, like, I'm pretty small. Like, I'm thin enough. I think I can just, like, kind of wiggle around down there, you know what I mean? And get down there.
It's true.
It's a no magic situation, which is good.
I mean, I could try to magic you just to make it succeed.
Sure. I'm ready. I'm going to do it.
Okay, so I take it you enter the hallway?
Yes.
Okay. The moment you cross the doorway and enter the hallway, all the lasers shut off.
Oh, dope.
That's fucking great.
Fucking well.
I was waiting for that.
God damn it.
Well, I think we're good.
We're getting railroaded. Straight to this man right now.
He's fucking gaslighting us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, That was weird. I'll continue to walk down the hallway.
Okay.
Yes. You guys want to just go? Is this cool? Is
everything caravanning? Right? How are you guys traveling?
It's like we clearly are wanted down here.
Yeah, I'm a little weirded out by this, but I guess I'll just stay on our guard.
Very cautious.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you stealthing then? How are you being cautious?
There's like no stealth about it, man. Yeah. We're on camera. Like, we just want ready actions, basically.
Just keep an eye out for any movement.
Sure.
Like
for an ambush.
Yeah, we're going to get ambushed at some point.
Okay, I understand. Okay. You guys can ready actions. We can talk about that.
Okay.
If and when.
Let me.
So are you guys going in a marching order of any particular kind?
Well, you were in front.
I was going to go. Yeah, I walked in here, but like I don't want to stay in front. That seems dumb.
We could continue the same, like Sebastian me, and then maybe Echo in the back with the crew.
I'm in the back, baby.
with the crew in the middle between us, baby.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. So you guys start moving down the hallway. Sebastian, you're in the lead. Sebastian, when you get about 40 feet down the hallway, which is about the halfway point, all the lasers turn back on.
I had a feeling.
Wow.
Yeah, so did I.
The non-dexterous guy goes first, of course.
Sounds like tea.
So you guys all manage to, like, none of you are caught in a particular laser, but they are starting to move.
Okay.
And, I would give you guys a minute to, you guys got a few seconds to start doing stuff before I start making mistakes.
How far did I get down the hall? Halfway?
Are you last?
Yeah.
Then you're probably about 20 feet into the lasers. Which means that there's 40 feet left of laser.
I need to move 10 feet and misty step.
That's okay, give me a dex check if you want to make that maneuver.
Okay. Here I go.
Yeah.
A save?
Dex save, yeah, sorry.
That's not good.
Mm.
4 plus 4 is 8.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to take some laser damage here. So you take 6 laser damage, but you make it 10 feet, but you just get burned in a couple places.
And then I just teleport out to the machine, and I'm immediately going to start like trying to work with that. I know it's not like my turn anymore.
No, you can do that. I just want to say and you do it quickly, but not so quickly that everyone doesn't have to make at least one.
Exactly.
Save.
Yeah.
So everyone make a dexterity save.
Okay.
No, I guess we'll do everyone else.
Dex save.
Prim and Watt, they're already damaged.
Uh oh.
I'm going to start with them. Prim. Oh, she passes.
Prim's great.
What? Natty failed.
Oh, wow,
what's
no.
up, buddy?
What's about to get fucking...
What might, like, need a moment?
More like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Vicky and Artax. Vicky's purple. She passes. Artax passes.
Yeah, oh, Artax. Oh, nice. He, like, fucking puts up a little mirror.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what he does. Okay, Percy and Sebastian. What
are get? They getting the +3 from...
I don't think they're close enough.
Seb also? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
I got a 21.
Okay, you're good. Yeah. Sebastian?
I got a 10.
Okay, Sebastian, you're going to take 2d10 damage.
Mm.
9.
Oh, okay. I can deal with that.
And
that's not even damage.
Then we'll flash over to Echo. You're in front of the console.
Sure am.
You see a big emergency shutoff switch. You hit it.
I fucking slam that shit. Bang. Like those fucking Ninja Warriors when they get to the end of the fucking the end of the trial and they're like, yeah!
Yeah, like that. Exactly. And like Ninja it Warrior. Shuts off.
Oh.
No more lasers.
Good job, Echo.
Oh, what? I gotta roll Watts damage.
I did it. I got burned a little bit.
Did I roll Watts damage?
Oh, Watts. I don't think you did.
I didn't do it. I rolled Echo and Sebastian. That's what I rolled.
And you rolled.
Watts. He's hurt, but he's gonna be okay. Hey. That wasn't
before. What, buddy? You look pretty bad, man.
Vicky, can you give him some love?
I'm too old for this.
For a second, I thought you were that dead guy from earlier.
Victoria's, like, beginning to think... Victoria has a look on her face, and she's like, I'm sorry I asked you to come. I just felt like we all needed to be here. No, it's fine. I want to be here.
He's putting out his hair.
Can we take a moment? I need to sit down. But not here. Let me get to the console.
Yeah.
He limps over to the console and sits down.
If we're going to short rest, I would like to use a feature to get some spells back, for sure.
Are you guys planning on taking a short rest?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
We can if that's the plan.
Especially since the NPC suggested it. We should be kind to them.
Yeah.
We'll give Watt an hour, and he can heal himself a little bit.
Okay, so go ahead and spend your hit die and all that other stuff. Nothing's going to interrupt you.
Okay. That's nice. I was only down 6, so I'll roll a rogue hit die for a d8.
Ooh, if we're doing that, yeah, might as well heal, right?
Yeah.
If
okay, I'm back to
as a matter of fact, Victoria's going to burn a first level slot on what?
Right on.
Where is my other d8? Okay. Oh, literally, he was hurt 13 damage. He just healed 13.
Watts
looking good. By the way, where you guys are short resting at the end of this hallway, there is a door on the right hand wall. This one's more normal size, and it's not another one of the big sealed doors.
As we're resting, can I try to heal Artax? Can I use some of my robotics to see if I can get some of his HP back?
Give me what is it? Cybernetics check or
robotics I have,
check?
Yeah.
I'm going to get back a level 3 spell slot and a level 1 spell slot. So nice. I'm back.
I rolled a 16 on that check.
Okay. Well, we'll let him spend a hit die. As a matter of fact, on the stat block, it should say what his hit die are and how many he has. Go ahead and spend as much as you want.
It just says Artax rules.
There's like 37 Z's in the rules, though.
And I'm back up to my Hero's Feast potential full HP. The 74 was robbed of my 69 HP.
Yeah, I remember.
For buffs. Anything for buffs.
Yes, this is for you.
Sacrifice all jokes for buffs.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you guys do? That door is about 10 feet from any of you.
Is there anything mechanical I can touch to open it?
Nothing that you see.
Hey, can you open this one?
Nothing happens.
Damn this guy.
Try to force it open, I think. Might as well try.
Can you brush the door?
Yeah.
Sebastian, as you approach the door, it opens automatically.
Of course.
It appears to be on some sort of motion sensor.
Mm. This is bullshit.
So beyond Sebastian, you can see a small hallway, about 35 feet long and 5 feet wide, so it's kind of narrow. The hallway is completely dark, but there is light that can be seen spilling through two doorways, one on either side of the hall.
Mm.
I want to light my sword for a little bit of extra light.
Sure. Yeah.
You did. Get ready.
Mm-hmm. I want a dungeon with no doors ever. All open breezeways. Left door first, right door first. What do you guys want to do?
We usually go right, I think. That's like our default.
Are you guys actually discussing this in character?
Yeah, sure. Which way do you guys want to go first?
So we had left, right was our options?
Yeah.
Primina steps past you guys and she says, I know this place. Follow me.
Oof.
Oh.
Staying close to Prim.
Yeah, definitely.
She goes down the hall and she takes a turn into the right-hand room.
Ooh.
Do you guys follow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just assume everyone goes in. So the right-hand room is fully lit up, and it is a 10 by 20-foot sized room. And this is a child's playroom. There are stuffed animals in cubbies on the wall. Four cubbies have stuffed animals, in fact. One is empty, though. The floor is littered with dusty toys, many of which are puzzle games and other toys geared towards the development of advanced learning in children. And it's a rather cute, well-decorated room. And Prim's just looking around. She says, I remember this place. I spent a lot of time here with Zahn.
Interesting.
It's kind of awkward.
And that's all this place is just a children's playroom kind of thing?
This room. There's also a room across
on the left. Okay.
Can I take a cursory look around, investigation-wise, to see if there's anything worth looking into here? I'm not sure what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's going to be like 23.
Okay. You don't find really too much of note. Probably the most interesting thing in this room is the fact that each stuffed animal in the cubbies and the empty cubby, they all are labeled and with child's marker, like child's writing. And the first one is labeled Fren with a PH. The second one is labeled Tempe. The missing one, the empty one, is labeled Tartar. The next one is labeled Zanzan, and the last one is labeled Levy.
Okay. I'll be like, is that one Tartar?
She nods and she says, the stuffed animal we found upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was like a grab-and-go situation, I think. A little last minute.
I tried to take it with me when Zahn handed me off to the Illithids.
Ooh, so memory coming back, or...?
I don't remember the weather station very much. I never spent time there. I never walked past that laboratory we saw outside the hall. Okay. I spent all the first few years of my life between here, there, and the medical room down the hall, which we haven't been to yet.
Interesting. Okay. So now we can go explore the room across the hall.
Yeah, sure, if you guys want to.
I can't. I don't know any other significant piece of information here.
She said there's a medical room down the hall as well.
Right. Did you want to take any more keepsakes with you?
She says, no, I'll be okay.
Okay.
So Prim, was there any reason you took that one when you took off?
She shrugs. She says, it was my favorite.
Huh. Mm-hmm. He's cool. Cute.
He's very cute.
And fluffy.
Excellent. Let's go.
Cross the hall.
Okay, you guys cross the hall. This room is a little bit bigger, and it's a children's bedroom, complete with a bed, nightstand, more toys on the floor, a hanging light display off the ceiling of orbs made to resemble a solar system. And on the wall is a child's drawing of a little Prim holding hands with a bearded gnome, who does have a half-robot face. Mm-hmm. And it's labeled Me and Z.
Aww. Take some pictures of the solar system and stuff.
Okay. Sure.
I don't feel the need to go in this room. Do you feel the need to go into here, Primina?
She says, no, I'm fine.
Let's go check out the other stuff. Maybe the medical room has some yield.
Okay, so you guys approach the door at the end of the hallway in the dark hall, and it also opens automatically. And beyond, inside, you guys find a medical exam room with a counter, sink, patient bed, stool, and basic medical equipment. A single door lies beyond, and this door is not electronic or futuristic in any way. It's just a classic wooden door with a doorknob.
Interesting.
Not me.
Before we do that, can I... So I have the staff of Programmed Illusion.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do that? How do I go about that? Like, do I just innately know that it has this power and I can use the spell?
Yeah,
do I have to like describe it to the staff, like in order for it to build the illusion? Like, how exactly should we?
So I had originally thought the idea was that you can mess with it on your own time and come up with a pre-programmed illusion, but you brought up that that's not really how the spell works. So however the spell works, you could just pop off the spell when okay. you want to.
So
use your wisdom to like form an illusion right off the cuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I have one. Ready so yeah, yeah. Okay, so cool. I just want to like you said, it was opalescent. Is it just like opal the whole way through? Is there like a opal ball on the top?
There's an opal ball at the top, but the staff itself is also like different material, not actual opal, but opalescent in look, color.
Okay, so I'll step to the back while everybody's like deciding to do this, and I'll start channeling the magic. And do you want me to tell you what it is now?
No, you don't have to if you don't. If you just have something prepared, that's fine with
I do have something ready just in case.
Yeah. I mean, you can also tell me if you want to.
Yeah, like basically, so it's based off of a trigger. So I want to see like if we get attacked by Illithids or like Carter or Zahn, or if there's something crazy going down, I want there to be a illusionary version of like our surroundings and us, like 10 feet in front.
Like a displacement.
Yeah, yeah. I want it to happen in front of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's audio and visual it can be. And basically, I want it to be like all of us, like me, Echo, Sebastian, like getting in like a fighting stance and yelling to Vicky, Watt, and Prim to run.
Okay.
And that will last for 10 minutes. So pretty much wherever we are when it pops off, like I want it to mirror where we are, and then the illusion to be them running behind us and us like being ready.
But how will that affect everyone else who's part of that? Can you choose who gets affected by the illusion?
I don't know. You create an illusion of an object creature. It can be no larger than a 30-foot cube. I decide when I cast a spell how the illusion behaves, what sounds it makes. It does a scripted performance for 5 minutes. I think they could do like a check against my spell save.
Yeah,
that's usually how.
So it'll affect everybody.
To look through it, yeah. But I'll tell them, like I'll tell everybody, like, hey, I'm building in an illusion. If something happens, like if we get jumped or something like that, I'm gonna make a fake version of us, like as a wall in front of us, and we can maybe like hang back, get like prepare an action kind of thing, and
if
like
we're armed with like knowing it's an illusion when it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
You can like tap us just like a tailed beast would to a Naruto character.
Yeah,
to help us get out of Genjutsu.
I'll let you guys know that it's coming, but just
okay, cool. All right.
Just because I feel like we're getting deeper and deeper into this place and shit might happen, so it'll give us
It'd be weird if nothing happened.
Yeah. At least it'll give us just like that little bit of time to react.
Sure.
So I do that.
What do you guys do in the medical room? Do you guys approach the door? What do you guys do?
I mean, that's the only way to go, right?
Yes. Somebody else, please go.
So the medical room, I'm sorry, was there much supplies in there that we could see
or anything? It's like even similar to like a modern doctor's room in today's day and age. It's like an exam room with a counter, a sink, patient bed, stool, basic medical equipment like stethoscopes and other things.
I was asking if there's any like those healing cartridges at all or anything like that.
No, don't see anything like that.
Okay.
We have our Percy potion.
Yes, Percy potions.
Still have those.
Mama Percy's good juice.
Mama Percy's secret stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
I think that's what we named it.
Oh, I love it.
So, Seb, are you going to continue to
Yeah, I'll go for first? The door. Let's try it out.
Or, Prim, do you know what's past this door? Or did you never go past here?
She says, Dr. Zahn's office is past this door. I've never been.
Oh,
he forbade me from ever going beyond this room.
Well, all right. At least we know what's going down. Let's get ready.
So someone open the door.
So everybody, I learned a new trick here. Check this out.
Sebastian
pops off mage hand. uh-huh. and goes through the door and try to
Oh my god, you're part warlock now.
Yes! We got a mage hander back in the party.
I've seen this done before. Let me try this out. So,
I knew a guy.
I knew a guy once. Fucker.
That's amazing. Okay, so the door opens and beyond is a stairwell descending down into darkness. And as you guys are staring down at the stairwell, the intercom comes on one more time, and you hear Zahn's voice.
To say that Solastaran is ancient understates the abounding multitude of years he has endured. 80 millennia has passed since he first bore witness to the charred body of God. 80 millennia since he assumed control of the Elven Alliance, forged it into a theocratic empire, and bent every ounce of his will upon complete and utter suppression of the truth. And though that suppression may have been the only thing preserving us for all that time, it is also the very thing which has sent us to the teetering edge of our doom. In his aim to suppress, he amassed more and more power to enforce his will. He moved to eliminate any threat to his dominant place in the galaxy before it could grow into a legitimate challenger. He amassed enough Ethereum to destroy every habitable planet in the galaxy twice over. And finally, in an effort to stop the spread of knowledge of the Nameless One, he committed genocide on an unprecedented level, wiping out the Ninth Bloodline and ending any true possibility of eight others like himself from ever arising. The madness had taken him. How early it is impossible to tell, but the crawling chaos wormed his way into the Emperor's every action, assuring a long and spiraling series of actions, ending unfailingly in the equivalent of galactic self-annihilation. And now, at the crescendo of his madness, the Emperor has been truly convinced he is the one true God born to defeat the gnawing darkness that would end all things. He would tear open the gates to Kadath and seize the power that lies there. In brazen hubris and accursed self-righteous lunacy, he would take aim and strike with all the power of the old gods into that inconceivable nightmare. Heaving and depleted, he would have earned a front row audience seat to the erasure of all, laughing in desperate anguish as even he is undone. You have to stop this, my dear. You're the only one who could reach Kadath before the Emperor. Renew the seal. This is not an easy thing, I ask. You and your companions are not likely to return. Indeed, it is almost certain you will not. I'm leaving this recording for you in the event that I am either mad or dead before you return.
Damn it.
Even now.
Hate you, Jake.
Even now, I can feel the clawing at my thoughts, the whisper in my ears, the things. The things I see in my sleep, I will not repeat them here. I have left something here for you, something the Emperor still seeks, something you will need to open the gate.
The intercom turns off.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Such lore dumps.
I knew it was a recording all along.
Yeah. You're so smart.
Echo's very smart.
She is not stealing.
Oh, it's like he knew.
So what do you guys do? You guys descend into the darkness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, isn't it? Normal walking order?
Yeah.
All right,
I think so. Yeah.
Let me see. The stairs descend down into the darkness, 40 feet down before turning right and descending further 40 more feet. At the bottom is another door. This one is electronic. Do you approach it?
Yeah.
When you approach it, it automatically opens.
Yay.
Beyond is an absolutely gigantic room. It is difficult to determine its size due to most of it, if not all of it, being obscured in a very deep darkness. Sebastian, you're in the lead, right? Your sword?
Yep.
Your sword's lit up?
Yes.
The second the door opens, the darkness that you're even standing in the hallway deepens, and the light from your sword begins to dim. This is not a natural darkness. Additionally, though, at the room center, there is a light, an overhanging light, that seems to be lighting up a small area, beneath of which is a desk. And in front of the desk, obscuring the view of its seat, are dozens of glowing monitor screens.
Well, shit.
It's a big empty room.
And it's dark. I guess approach slowly.
Sure, you approach slowly.
I'll follow slowly.
Okay.
Are you approaching at an angle so you can kind of begin to see around the monitors? Because they're blocking your way. If you just walk straight up to the desk, you're just going to have a bunch of monitors in your way.
Yep. off to the side okay. a little bit.
So about 50 feet into the room, you start to be able to see around the monitors. And on the other side of the desk is one desiccated corpse of a Dr. Zahn sitting in a chair. He seems to have a machine next to his chair that has an arm extended with a high-tech magnetic tool pointed at the side of his cybernetic face. But you can't tell much from this distance.
Okay. Does everybody else see that, I guess, now that we're all kind of walking side by side?
Are you guys sticking
to Sebastian? Yeah, okay. We're in the walk.
So right? Everyone sees that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I think we know what happened to Zahn now.
I could, like, I could almost hear, like, super light boss music happening in the back of my head right now.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's unraveling me at the moment.
Do you guys approach the body?
Yes.
Have to approach the body.
You guys approach the body. And upon closer inspection, you guys see that this device, this mechanical magnetic device, has layer by layer pulled much of the electronics that were part of Zahn's skull out in such a way that parts are even now floating in stasis between his head and the machine itself.
Oh, shit.
Kind of like an Avengers...
Endgame.
Is it Endgame?
Yeah.
No, it's Infinity War where Nebula is all pulled apart.
I'm pretty sure that was Endgame. I might be wrong. War.
Yeah.
I know the scene. I know the scene.
That's it looks very here. Reminiscent to that.
And she's like,
Yeah. The desk has words scratched into it, and it just says, please forgive me. And you guys look at the monitors, and you can see that they've been displaying all the security cameras throughout the whole base. And then a voice is heard, not Zahn's voice, but a familiar voice to some of you from the darkness. And this voice says...
Oh, isn't it the old team, huh? Hold on a minute. Hold on. Is that an elf? Did you replace me with an elf?
And that is where we're ending today's session of Super Quest Saga. If you guys like what we do here, if you like this show, please like, please comment, please subscribe, please review on iTunes, and please tell your friends. And we will see you guys here next time on Super Tuesday.
The rage I have.
Oh, Freeland's face! Oh my god.
Oh, damn.